The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Richie Valens, man.
How old is he, Albert? How old is his birthday today?
Birthday is today. I'm not sure. He died in 59, so I don't know. I can't do the math.
How old would he have been? Yeah. Richie Valens, man. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Phil Guarneri is Chief Executive Officer of Empire State Bank, a friend of the program, doing so much. I know because I called Phil. I said, how you doing? And he is swamped, and he is doing great things for the community at Empire State Bank. And yes, he's a sponsor, but first and foremost, he's a friend, and he's doing great things for the regular small business person, which we just love. Phil, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Joe. How are you? How's everything?
Good. We're doing, you know what? Good. I'm enjoying the downtime, but you haven't stopped. You've been busier than ever through this crisis, yes?
Yeah, it's been a challenging time, but it's gone quite well. We spent a lot of hours, but I think we accomplished a lot for our businesses in the community. So we're very the bank is very proud in what we did, and we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. So before we talk about helping out area restaurants, for example, give us your take on how the PPP program played out and the role the community banks have played, Phil Guarneri.
Yeah. So basically, there were two rounds. So the first round went very quickly. The funding was used up. A lot of much larger loans were done in the first round. The average loan size was way up into the 100,000s. The second go round is still outstanding. There's still quite a few $1 billion left. And what we found was the loan sizes had come down. It was more of the self-employed or the independent contractors. Our average loan size was somewhere around maybe $70,000 in the second go round, and we did loans as small as $700 to someone. So, we were real focused on the small businesses in our community, and we opened it up to non-customers also, just trying to help everybody, whether they were a customer or not. So, we'll end up doing probably around 625 loans when it's all done and said.
God bless you for doing that. Hey, Phil, why are the big banks missing in action on this? Even the president has said that. Why has that happened, do you think?
I think it's a couple of things. I think one, they do maintain a lot of customers. I think they were very overwhelmed in the first go round. They do have larger customers, so they are doing the larger loans, which would make sense. But they didn't focus as much on the smaller loans. But that's where the community banks came in, and that's the second go round. They actually earmarked money for the community banks so that we didn't get cut out and the smaller customers. So I think the second go round, they realized the government and they made adjustments to it. What's happening now is there's still money, there's still trickling of loans coming in, and what sometimes is missed is we're still in the banking business. So at some point you got to get back to that. That's kind of where we are. We felt good, and I think we'll gain a lot of new customers through this. So we're looking forward to
Listen,
it.
You stepped up like nobody else. And now tell us about this new segment, if you would, that you're going to be bringing on the radio tomorrow, starting tomorrow, correct?
Yes. We're going to start it tomorrow. We're real excited. The station came to us with an idea. And we quickly jumped on the idea. So probably for some time every week, I think we have Thursdays and Fridays. We're going to be sponsoring each day a different restaurant in the Staten Island community. And let them talk about, you know, what they're doing through COVID, how they're operating, special dishes and, that they're offering. And, we're doing it, to help them, to get them exposure, to get people to, you know, start using takeouts where you normally wouldn't have used a takeout in the past. But it's still the great food and, you know, really, restaurants are a major part of our community and our business, and we all love restaurants. So, we're stepping up to try to do our little part in helping them continue to stay in business, and hopefully, when this is over, thrive again. So,
you know what? This is great. And do we have Jeannie on the phone as well? Is Jeannie on the phone to say hi, Frankie Five Boroughs? Is that right?
Absolutely. Can we,
Jeannie Sarno, Phil Guarneri. Jeannie, thanks for joining us. You wanted to jump on the air.
Thank you so much.
You know what? You guys are, if you're listening, Jeannie Sarno, Phil Guarneri, I'm telling you, you know me. I'm like a blue collar. I'm in the blue collar of entertainment. I'm a blue collar guy. These folks from Empire State Bank, I've seen it. We've been out there. Phil, you took me out. Where'd we go? I thought, to an Italian neighborhood. You opened up a Chinese bank in an Italian neighborhood. I love you for that, man. That was that great? That was so much fun. Jeannie, how are you doing? And thank you for all you're doing for small businesses. How are you, my dear? How you doing?
Very good, very good. Busy as ever, but, you know, I wanted to thank you very much for having me on the show. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to moving along and getting this past us, behind us.
We will, but you guys, Jeannie, like I told Phil, you stepped up first. Now you're highlighting restaurants. Jeannie, what are some of the restaurants you're going to be highlighting? Will we know them? Are they all throughout Staten Island?
Pretty much they're Staten Island, yes. Some are in Brooklyn as well, but, you know, some of the ones that you've known already, you know, just to mention a few, we have a La Strada, which is, you know, well known on Staten Island. You know, there's a Fiore di More, which is by the water, you know, just
Frank
to mention
will
a few,
know more. Frankie Five Boroughs will know more. Yeah.
Angelina's, of course, you know,
Angelina's.
But, you know, we're just trying our best to try to help them get, you know, to their next level, you know, to get past this craziness that's going on.
Jeannie, we appreciate it. And you know what, Phil, if you're looking for a loan or to start a savings account, what's the best way for them to get in touch with Empire State Bank? That ESBNA.com, would that be the best place to start?
That would be the best place to start with us. Our website is a good place to go. And then, you know, what we do is, like Jeannie and we have a number of others, they're our relationship managers. So they'll reach out. You know, we have all the technology, but it's all about personal service. So every business customer gets a relationship manager that will work with them to get everything done. So.
You know, you do it better than anybody, Phil. Phil, thank you. Jeannie, thank you so much. Give Tom, hey, say hi to Esmeralda and the team over there, would you please? You guys are doing great, and we thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Phil Guarneri. Appreciate it very much. God bless you guys. Proud to have you with us. We'll be listening tomorrow. And so, Jeannie Sarno, Phil Guarneri, I'm telling you, you know me, are you going to help out? These people, and I tell you, I called Phil week before last just to say hi. Great guy. Jeannie as well. And he goes, man, Joe, I'm working, like, I don't go home. I stay here. He's handling all those PPP loans, you know. So if you got a situation, I'm just saying, this is not a commercial. This is a service. This is a public service. This is a great community bank, as it should be. And you can go to ESBNA.com. And because I tried some other bigger banks, no names mentioned. We went around just to find out. They don't know what's going on. And that's why we're proud to always tell you about Empire State Bank. And to highlight the restaurants, are you kidding me? This is great. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. I want to crack up in the middle of it because Frankie is 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Al plays Richie Valens. And I wanted to say, how old would he have been? Did I say how old is he?
Like, yeah,
he
was, you said, how old is he? And obviously, Joe, you know that he died the day that, you know, I mean, the plane crashed.
Yeah, the big bopper went down. That's the day.
And I'm going, see, here's the thing. I'm looking at the numbers, and because I'm a moron, I see 59 and 41, and I'm trying to do the math. And now I can do it in my head. He died. He was 18. But at the moment when you asked me, I fumbled. So I apologize.
Yeah, but I shouldn't even. And I meant to say, and I thought it came out. I thought it came out of how old would he have been? I said, how old is he?
Yeah, so, and I'm like,
he died in a plane crash a few years ago.
That's one of the interesting conspiracy theories. You hear a lot about Elvis still being alive, but not very much about Richie Valens being alive.
Richie Valens.
He escaped, crawled away, continues to write songs. No.
And the that was, so I don't mean to laugh at all, and what a great rock and roller. And he would have been like 70 years old, man, or something like that. My God bless
him. Well, he was 18 when he died in 59, so do the math.
You and me with math. Come on.
Well, all right, okay, so if Stevie Wonder is 70 today, he was born in 50, right?
Yeah.
So he would be, he would have been 60, no, 50, no. See, I'm a moron. Forget it. Math is not my strong suit.
All right,
I talk
so here,
for a living.
Let me
I don't add numbers.
Let me talk
all right?
through this. Let me talk
through
this.
How much do you love Al?
Ready?
How much do you love Al?
No.
He was 18 years old in 1959.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
This is the
so,
best.
59,
can we talk about dog poop again?
59 plus 50, that gets you up to 2009. Now how old is he?
I still don't know.
68. Okay.
Good.
Then,
all right. So he's 78. He would have been 78.
He would have been 79. Because
79, whatever. I don't care. I don't care.
All right.
I don't know math. I'm a dope. All right. Enough.
Joe on the radio.
This
off,
is
please.
The person you know, that is throwing dog feces into
right.
the street
That's
across
right.
New Jersey.
That's what I know about.
Oh my Lord, you gotta love it.
If ever there was a case of civil confinement, this would be it.
I'm so full of the aggravation and anxiety when I watch the news, and I'm telling you, when we come on the radio, and
just
and
then,
seen,
just
I,
when
I,
you watch the
I,
news,
I have it. I have it all in front of me. The new, and I'm so tired of what's going on and how they're. I can't believe that we're paying these people in Washington. And by the way, they're the only ones being paid, right? They don't need a loan. They're the only ones being paid. And they're doing what they're doing in Washington. And also, if I may, and with respect to the scientific community, listen to me. The pandemic was 100 years ago. They haven't advanced an iota. The scientific community, for them to allow this pandemic to happen, oh, they blame Donald Trump. Oh, Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo did this. And you know, Nancy Pelosi said that. No, the virus should have never surfaced, and they should have a vaccine for it. Am I wrong? 100 years ago, there was a pandemic. We haven't advanced to that point. And while I'm at it, by the way, the point is I get so frustrated when I watch this stuff on TV and I watch it online that if I could talk about anything other than that, you know I'm going to go there. But I know we will, and we'll tackle the news. And Congressman Banks is going to join us momentarily, and we'll get into that. Where is the pork in this budget that Nancy Pelosi purposely puts in? She's so out of touch with the people. Ugh, Congressman Banks will break it down. And by the way, Mayor Stephen Phillip as well on this hour. So we got a lot to talk about, and Michael Reagan as well. And we'll talk about all of that. But watching this hearing yesterday, did you see that when they went after Dr. Fauci and they go after him, and they had no initiative, they had no plan, they had no, well, why don't we do this? Well, how can I best protect my constituents? Not one senator on the Democratic side asked a logical question. It was all up against the administration, and I was embarrassed. And Elizabeth Warren, thank God Kayleigh McEnany corrected her. She goes, oh, there's 25,000 people that she's giving erroneous, wrong numbers, just throwing it out there, and Kayleigh kicked her butt, man. Straightened it out at the press conference the next day. So Elizabeth, and real nice. You're wrong. This is the numbers, and went right to the next question. Kelly's doing such a great job down there as this press secretary. That's another. I'd like to see the president. Just I love that. Yesterday he was quiet except for the tweets. I wouldn't even tweet. I would just say, I'm the president. I got this. We're going to take care of this, and we will get there. So help me God, we will get there. And it is time to reopen the economy. You can't wait. You can't wait any longer. If you listen to the doctors, doctors said, first of all, they say the coronavirus is not a problem. This COVID-19 is not a problem. Then they say it is a problem. Now, and then they say, no, you can't go out. Don't go out of your house. And then you hear that Dr. Greer on this show, if you keep everybody locked up, they're gonna get sick anyway, and we will have no herd immunity. So, and then also, that's what happened in New York. Most of the people infected were where? Aside from the nursing homes? In their homes. And Frank, by the way, how did that happen? No one answered the question. They always say it. Was that deliveries that came to the house that infected? How did people
get
infected
if
they were quarantined?
You know, I, a friend of mine who lost her parents to the virus, her mother had not been out of the house for 11 years. So they were trying to figure out how she got this virus. And
what did they say, man?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is why contact tracing is so important, right? But to see who these people have been in contact with. But I guess the best guess in my friend's mother's case was that might have been a health aide or something that didn't know they had the virus and that was asymptomatic. But we don't know, which is why we need to up our game when it comes to contact tracing.
Yeah, I know, but how do we do the contact tracing? We can't even figure out the antibody test. We can't even figure out the regular test. And by the way, the president is doing, he is testing more people. I don't want to hear South Korea. And they talked about South Korea this, South Korea that. No, you can't do an analogy of South Korea. South Korea is the size of California. If we were the size of California, we would be able to handle everything and everybody. Oh, my Lord, let's work together on this. And it's time for the scientific community to step up because it's been 100 years since the last pandemic. What have they learned since then? Oh, you go out in the sun and the sun will kill the virus. Thank you. Thank you. We knew that in 1918. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Congressman Jim Banks is going to join us from Indiana. And we're going to see what about this bailout and about all the pork in this stimulus bill, that $3 trillion coming out of the House and where we are in that regard. 821 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx West, slowing down by the Sheraton. It's a disabled tractor trailer. That's what's causing the delay. Still kind of busy as you take a ride as well to the Deegan in both directions, right at the Cross Bronx, with some ongoing road work there. It's going on till Friday. Let's see what's happening. Eastbound BQE still slowing down, getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. And traffic is moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south down toward the RFK. Slowdowns on the Van Wyck. Van Wyck northbound right at Jamaica Avenue. A collision with two lanes blocked. Nassau Expressway getting out toward Conduit Avenue. That's some ongoing construction to contend with as well. It's busy on 9W south down through Milton with some ongoing construction over there. On 95 North in Norwalk, construction taking two lanes. Sunny today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's Debbie. Don't you love Debbie's voice? That always does a great job. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Can I tell you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form? You know what, the red peppers, that's my antioxidants. I've been railing about that on the radio. I forgot to get the red peppers. So now, because I don't take enough fruits and vegetables, that's why I take Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables, antioxidants, you know, there's anti-carcinogens. They go in your body, they fight the free radicals, and you're healthier, and you build up your immune system. That's what Balance of Nature does. It builds up your immune system. So I ordered the peppers online. I did. With Amazon, I got some Botticelli sweet red peppers, you know, because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, man. I'm telling you, and I know you don't either. And that's why I stay on the Balance of Nature journey, because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables, right? And I know supplements. I've been doing this for, my goodness gracious, almost 40 years. And then Frankie Five Boroughs said to me, Joe, you got to check out Balance of Nature. And I did. And I sat with Dr. Howard, and my goodness, we had a lunch that went over 2 hours, 2.5 hours with his wife Sue, and Lex was there, and the grandchildren, and Frankie V from our office. And I asked him every question, because I have this insatiable curiosity about what you could put in your body that will help you. Balance of Nature for me is miraculous. This is a genius concept that Dr. Howard came up with. I'm telling you, I'm speaking for myself and a guy that's been around supplements all his life, because I was diagnosed with cancer in 1981. You got the cure rate, 1991. You know, not so much. I worry about it. So I take Balance of Nature to build up my immune system. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. No additives, no fillers like regular vitamins. And now this, you get free shipping and 35% off of any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And remember, please, I'm not making a clinical claim here. I'm telling you what works for me. And the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today, please. You can call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Just remember the discount code, please, The Answer.
praying for better times, I want to introduce you to some new friends, Mike and Brian, with Fellowship Home Loans. One silver lining to this pandemic is that Fellowship is on the job, ready to help you save money. With interest rates at record lows and faster times to close, this could be a perfect storm. If you don't call 800-804-SAVE, that's 800-804-7283, you'll never know. Or go online to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Trust me, Fellowship Home Loans is the real deal when it comes to customer service, with tons of five-star reviews to prove it. Go to Google, check them out. These low rates will not last forever, and just one call could save you big. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Big savings could give you a big smile in these challenging days.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. If you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for you. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Franz yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit, please, franztouchaclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franztouchofclass.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 826. Congressman Jim Banks represents Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. Kind enough to come back on the program. Jim Banks, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you.
Well, so guys, you know, we want to talk China, but first I have to ask you about this House proposal for $3 trillion worth of stimulus. What's in the bill? What do you like? What don't you like, Jim Banks?
I'm still looking through the 1,800 pages of it, Joe, and I can't find anything that I like. I mean, this is a Democrat left-wing wish list. You can look at it two different ways. You can look at it from the perspective that this is a talking point bill for the Democrats. It's a blue state bailout. It gives tax cuts to rich taxpayers in blue states. It bails out the bad leadership of Democrat governors in blue states. It funds Planned Parenthood. It gives free cash to illegal immigrants. I mean, this is their wish list grab bag of everything to placate their base. They know it's dead on arrival in the Senate. The president won't sign it, yeah. But they want to pass it so they can go back to their base and say, look what we can do for you. You can look at it from that perspective, but it's also important to look at it from the perspective of this is exactly what they will do if Joe Biden's in the White House and Democrats win the Senate and Pelosi is still the Speaker of the House, and it's why the election is so important in November to make sure that that never happens.
Right on the money, Congressman. And again, I'm very objective on the show, you know, but that's exactly the problem. That's exactly what will happen here. And let me just ask you as an aside, because you're down there. So are they afraid to go up against Nancy Pelosi? Is that what it is? Because I know she's leading the charge. And some of these things in the bills, doesn't anyone, isn't there a little something on her shoulder that goes, we're in the middle of this devastating crisis. Maybe you could be more objective in this and don't put any pork barrel into this thing. Is anyone talking to her logically like that, Jim Banks?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, they are afraid of her. For decades, she's been the ringleader of their party on Capitol Hill,
yeah,
and
yeah.
She's done so many favors and raised so much money for all these Democrats they don't want to cross her. But let me tell you something. Something really, really significant happened last night, and that's that Republicans won a House seat back in California that will be the most Democrat seat in the country that will be represented by a Republican. Mike Garcia won that seat. It's the seat that Katie Hill resigned from after her notorious scandal. And I imagine that Democrats woke up this morning wondering if maybe they need a significant course correction, because if they're losing a seat like that, that means that the writing is on the wall for Republicans to pick up a lot of other seats in November. So they're probably knocking on Nancy Pelosi's door this morning and saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be throwing expensive bills out there like the one you're going to put on the floor on Friday.
You're right. Mike Garcia, thanks for bringing that up. We talked about it earlier, Navy combat pilot Mike, and then Tom Tiffany won in Wisconsin. So there is hope like that. Because, and again, I'm so objective. I just don't understand what the progressive socialists are trying to do to the country. And your point is so taken well, Congressman Banks, is if we vote in Joe Biden or whoever they put in place of Joe Biden, this is going to happen every single day. There is one thing, though, Congressman, if you don't mind, we don't want you to take. There is apparently aid for radio stations in there. So I'm just saying, sir, we don't mind that. We don't mind that one in the bill.
So. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm okay with that.
Thank you. We had to put that in. So and thanks for standing up against, I don't want to say, it's not against China that you're going against. It's the communists. And listen, I'm old, man. I remember communism when I was a child in the 50s. That's how old I am. And I remember communism and how terrible communism is. Man, we're at war with the communists now. And what have you been doing, and where do things stand with your efforts to hold communist China accountable, Congressman Banks?
Well, let me tell you, last week, Kevin McCarthy, our Republican leader, did something that once again shows that McCarthy, I believe, and I say this sincerely, is the best Republican leader that we've had in a generation. And one of the reasons why is because he sees the China threat for what it is. He went to Speaker Pelosi 6 months ago and said, let's form a bipartisan China task force. And at the time, Pelosi said she was for it.
Yeah.
They decided between the two of them that they would appoint an equal number of Republicans and Democrats to this task force and study the China threat to our economy, study the military threat to our national security by China. And we were well on our way to building this bipartisan effort. And then several months ago, Pelosi, for whatever reason, decided I'm no longer going to participate. Kevin McCarthy kept working on it. And last week he announced that if Democrats aren't going to join us in it, we're still going to do it anyway. And Mike McCall is the chair, and then myself and about a dozen others on the Republican side are working diligently on a report to calculate a whole of government approach of how we can address the China threat to our country and the rest of the world. And this has a lot to do with the pandemic and the spread of COVID-19, but it also has a lot to do with human rights abuses in China and their overall effort to dominate the United States militarily and economically, taking our jobs and wrecking our economy. There's a lot that's going to go into this effort, and I give Kevin McCarthy a lot of credit for his foresight and leadership in creating this task force so we can do something about it.
We appreciate your humility, sir, but I tell you, Congressman, you're front and center as well. If you're listening, we're talking to Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana's 3rd Congressional District, standing up against China, and I've said this from day one, and we've had the privilege of having people like Peter Navarro on the program, people like Gordon Chang on the program. They've warned us against China, Congressman. I would love to see, and I'm telling you, you are so on the right track, Jim Banks. Thank you, and Godspeed with all this, because we are at war. We will lose our whole identity. The last two administrations were nowhere. We have a president to stand up against China, and now is the time. And am I being too dramatic, Congressman Banks, when I say I'd love to see the president invoke the Defense Production Act and the Production Act, the Defense Production Act, and mandate that pharmaceuticals are made here? Mandate. If you're an American company, 75% of what you make has to be made in the United States of America. Is that too dramatic, sir?
It's not dramatic at all. It's exactly the right course that we have to take. The American people more than ever are awakened to the China threat, because we're seeing firsthand what the leadership in China has done to seize on this moment. I mean, we know that they're trying to take advantage of America while our economy is on its knees by making predatory acquisitions of American innovation. And even we talk about radio stations, the Chinese government and the CCP, for example, they bought a radio station in Las Vegas to broadcast pro-China, pro-CCP propaganda into the United States. I mean, that's what they're doing right now, trying to take advantage of our economy while we're weakened. We can't allow that to happen. And fortunately, we have a president who understands this threat, who wants to do something about it. Was really happy, Joe, that in the last couple of days, the president decided to reverse the federal pension programs investments in Chinese companies that prop up China's military. And this is the example of what this task force is going to dig into, but also the type of leadership that we get from President Trump to stop some of the bad activities that have been happening in this country that haven't fully addressed the China threat.
Jim Banks, thank you so much, man. You just made our day, because a lot of us just shake our heads. And even if we're Democrats or Republicans, this is a bipartisan issue, because we're being taken over. And when I look at, and we'll let you go, Congressman, how China's taking over the ports. And again, it's not China and it's not the Chinese people. Let me use the communists. They're taking over ports all in the Bahamas, for crying out loud, in Venezuela, all throughout South America. This is such a vital campaign issue, Congressman Banks. God bless you for staying on that, and Godspeed. And, you know, you are so welcome back on this program anytime, sir.
Looking forward to being back soon. Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you, Congressman Banks. Godspeed indeed. Here's a man who represents Indiana's 3rd congressional district, fighting the way it should be fought and speaking common sense. Oh, I'm telling you, that boy, did I need to hear that today. 8:35 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Hey, you know, Mayor Stephen Phillip doing a great job in the great city of Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Phillip will join us, and we'll see all the testing that's going on in Jersey City and the efforts to reopen that great city in the Garden State, my home state, New Jersey, USA. 8:35, and Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Westchester County Executive George Latimer is providing details as to what must happen in order to reopen under Governor Cuomo's on-pause order. While some parts of the state will reopen on Friday, Westchester County in the greater Hudson Valley will not be permitted to do so. Latimer notes there has not been a long enough period of decline in overnight deaths, and the Hudson Valley as a region needs to get under 20 new hospitalizations per day based off of population size. Presently, around 3,000 people in Westchester are estimated to have active cases, while over 500 people are hospitalized. Over 1,200 county residents have died from COVID-19. New stats released by the NYPD show that 90% of New Yorkers arrested for coronavirus-related incidents have been people of color. The numbers show police have made 125 COVID-19-related arrests. 83 of those were black, 30 Hispanic, 9 were white, 3 were Asian. The NYPD says the arrests were not all for social distancing violations. They say some were calls for service amid the pandemic. One of the arrests includes a bank robber, where a robber handed a teller a note that read, "I have COVID." CBS News reported last week that 80% of the tickets handed out for social distancing have been given to blacks or Hispanics. In sports, talks on restarting the season are in progress between Major League Baseball and the Players Union, but so far no deal. The Post is reporting a 50-50 revenue sharing plan was not formally presented after union head Tony Clark said it would not be agreed to. Talks expected to continue later today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. Let's see what's happening at the outbound GWB. They're doing construction here on the upper level until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Also heading over to the Holland Tunnel, outbound construction in the North Tube till 3. And at the Holland Tunnel, it looks like you're moving smoothly. No major problems there. Let's see what's happening as you head over to 95 northbound, getting up toward exit 15 into Norwalk. Construction taking a couple of lanes. Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan, a disabled truck was just cleared out of the way. And over on Stuyvesant Avenue at Park Avenue in Lyndhurst, looks like you still have an accident there with a down pole. So ongoing activity right at the scene over there. Garden State Parkway northbound, still heavy up through 145 with some ongoing construction as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunshine today with a high of 62, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, that reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share ideas. They do it in a great way and a powerful way. No Safe Spaces. It was released last October, right? Well, it reached about over $1 million at the box office, has a 99% audience rating at RottenTomatoes.com. That's the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood does not want you to see this movie. It was passed over for distribution by major studios and streaming services like Netflix. And now Mr. Prager has decided to offer the film for a limited release. And then it'll go on DVD and digital this summer. But do what I did, please. You just go to nosafespaces.com, nosafespaces.com. It's entertaining. Adam is great. Carolla's great. You know, he's funny, but very, very smart. And watching him and Dennis Prager together, they're a great team together. You got to check out No Safe Spaces. This is a vital watch. NoSafeSpaces.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips standing by. I have in my hand these great Boomer Naturals masks. These are great. He goes, me, the germaphobe, please. Yes, I'm wearing a mask. By the way, when this is all over, I'm still wearing a mask. I'm still going to use it as an excuse. I've always wanted to wear a mask. Now I'm wearing a mask all the time, and it's going to be a Boomer Naturals mask. It's just so, you know, you've heard of the N95 mask. This is, the Boomer Naturals have 92.2 antibacterial protection. That, an N95 has like 95%. This is just right up there with an N95 in my mind, right? It's comfortable. Easy to breathe. Remember I told you I checked out? I had my hazmat suit on, and I'm at the grocery store, and I'm like sucking wind, man. I almost went down because the mask I have is just too tight, not with the Boomer Naturals. It's easy to breathe, and the mask can be used up to 30 days by hand, and you can hand wash them with soap and water at the end of the day compared to other masks that are more costly and only good for one use. Order these doctor-recommended masks now, please. BoomerNaturals.com. They have them for kids. The cutest. I hope. Look at this one with a little bunny on it. It is so cute. You got to check out BoomerNaturals.com. I'm a germaphobe. I worry about this. I know when there's a great product that can keep you safe. Boomer Naturals is it. Use the code JOE20 at checkout. Save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on orders over $50. That's code JOE20 at BoomerNaturals.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 842 on AM970 The Answer, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love when you're listening all around the country. Mayor Stephen Phillip is the mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, New Jersey's second largest city. Mr. Mayor, always great to have you on the program. Welcome back, Stephen. How you doing throughout this whole pandemic, sir?
We're managing. Thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to hear from you.
Well, you're doing a great job, I must say, Stephen. You know, and the thing, Jersey City, you have more testing than anywhere I've seen. Tell us about it. How's the testing going, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, so we have more than 6,000 cases and more than 350 fatalities. So to put that in perspective, that's more than most states across the country. But, you know, with regards to testing, we also are doing more testing than anywhere in New Jersey. We have our own antibody testing, our own asymptomatic testing. We're doing about 4,200 tests per week. And, you know, we were struggling with getting feedback from the federal and state government. So we just contracted directly with the labs and started it for our residents.
Okay, Mayor Stephen Fulop. Everybody knows Mayor Stephen in New Jersey, one of the smartest cats. He could be governor one day. I'm just saying. Do you see? And I say to you, listening, how this mayor of Jersey City, this huge city in New Jersey, he took it upon himself. Stephen, that's unbelievable. God bless you. You went out, by the time you wait for the state, you went and did it yourself. God, I think you're the first politician that actually did that, Mayor Fulop. I'm telling you now.
I think what you're saying is true. If we were sitting around and waiting for the federal and state government to really take action, we'd still be waiting. So tens of thousands of tests already for our residents just by taking the initiative.
And you've now opened diagnostic testing for everybody. Could you explain what that is and how the people can get a test over there in Jersey City, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, so you could be asymptomatic. You don't have to show any signs. You just call the number. Or today and yesterday, we're just taking walk-ups. All you have to do is live in Jersey City, and we're testing you. So to get the local economy open, testing is really, really important. Help businesses test their employees, help families know if they've had the virus before. So we've really just expanded the testing to everybody. And the goal is to kind of keep this going for some period of time.
And could you give us the locations, Mr. Mayor? Because, again, do you need to make an appointment, just to reiterate, or you can actually walk up there? Yes?
Yeah. So we tell people that they should make an appointment. But the truth is, if you just show up, we'll probably test you. I mean, we'll get you in there. So we're really trying to accommodate people. We have three locations. We have one on the west side of Jersey City, which is on 440. It's a drive up site. We have one downtown, which is on Marin Boulevard. And then we have a mobile testing site that we bring to more of the vulnerable communities. That's like some of the senior homes, the housing authorities, people that maybe don't have the best access to transportation. So we're trying to get them tested also. So we have three situations going on in Jersey City.
This is Mayor Stephen Fulop from Jersey City. Mr. Mayor, please, and forgive my ignorance, who should be looking to get the diagnostic test and who should be looking to get the antibody testing?
Well, look, I think that, you know, the antibody testing is good for people to know if they've had it before and maybe they were asymptomatic. That will impact how they interact with other people going forward. People who are feeling sick right now should probably just get the regular nasal swab test that we're doing to see whether they are experiencing allergies or actually kind of the coronavirus.
And then not to put enough pressure on you as the mayor of a major city in New York, Mr. Mayor, I don't mean to chuckle, but now you have to worry about contact tracing. How will you approach that, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. So we've been doing contact tracing since we started testing. And the same thing, we took the initiative upon ourselves to do this when we knew that there would be like scarce resources from the federal and state government. So we have about 20 individuals from the city employees and then 20 people that we've reassigned that from our law department, HHS, that were trained into basic contact tracing. So we have a team that's doing it. We asked the state for help. It's going to take some time for them to get the resources over to us. So again, we just said, you know what, we're going to take the initiative and do it on for our residents by ourselves.
Mr. Mayor, you're a model for other cities around the region. Is the governor or other cities talking to you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to the governor. We've had the, you know, ups and downs, agreements and disagreements over the last, 2 months on policies. But what we found is that we just make decisions that are best for our residents and just, you know, like I said, try to take the initiative and do what we feel is best and just not sit around and wait for others to do it for us. So it's been working for us. I think the response from residents has been favorable. People appreciate the proactive nature of our government, and that's where we are.
And one of the unfortunate side effects, I hesitate to even talk about it, but of this whole quarantine has been an uptick in domestic violence. Tell us what you're doing over there to combat that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I mean, we had a separate courtroom that actually focused on domestic violence that we set up about a year ago. So we've been very proactive dealing with this and giving it special attention. And, you know, people should recognize that, you know, in these sort of situations, unfortunately, when people are in quarantine and shelter in place, you see domestic violence cases increasing, and that has an impact on shelters, people trying to move out of hostile environments, on access to food. So there's a lot of unintended consequences, and we're trying to think through that right now and making sure that the courts are still very engaged. You should also know that Jersey City courts are open this week. We're the first ones in the state It's being done virtually. It's really a model for the state, but we put some time and effort into actually getting our court system up and running again.
Oh, shout out to all the good work that you're doing and to the Jersey City Police Department, which is a great police department. Any word when Governor Murphy is going to release us from lockdown, Mayor Fuller?
I mean, look, some of the stuff falls under him, but I am a proponent of, you know, gradually opening industries that you can. I think, Senator Sweeney has had some decent points about, you know, think about some retail shops, you think about car dealership, you think about, you know, non-emergency medical procedures. Those are all things that people can do safely. And it's important to the future of New Jersey's economy that those things get open. And so we're pushing for those as well.
You know, some great people. It's a great city, Jersey City, legendary city in New Jersey, USA. And Mayor Fuller, I'll tell you what, God bless you. You're doing a great job over there. This is such an inspirational conversation that we've had, Mayor Fuller. Hey, will you keep us posted, Stephen? Call us back anytime. Hey. You got the airwaves anytime you need them, sir.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing. Really appreciate it.
Godspeed, Mr. Mayor. And thank you so much for doing the great job you're doing in Jersey City. Yes, sir. Mayor Stephen Fuller. There it is, right in a nutshell. Talk about an inspiration. No, you couldn't hear from the state. And you know, no disrespect to the state. They got a lot to worry about. No disrespect to the federal government. They got a lot to worry about. He goes, you know what? I'm doing it myself. I'm going to do it right here in Jersey City. That is huge. And I think it's a model for the rest of the cities across the United States. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. How you Debbie?
Hiya, good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to Mayor Fuller. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride over to Tunnelly Avenue in Jersey City. I see a lot of volume, Joe, northbound, getting up toward delays there. We're also seeing some volume on the Garden State Parkway north up through 145. That's construction going on until tomorrow morning, so definitely be prepared for traffic over there as well. Outbound GWB upper level, construction going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, construction as well, so do watch out for that as you head to the North Tube. Let's take a ride to the Bronx River Parkway north by the Sprain. That's closed with construction till 5 this afternoon. It's still kind of busy in Connecticut on 95 North by exit 15 into Norwalk. Some ongoing bridge work over there, so do prepare for some delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message. 816-8-MORONO, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, I got to tell you about Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Now, I'm telling you, I told you this before. I got to meet the LaFreda family, so there's love in my heart and respect in my heart for the LaFreda family. Great family, right? They've been around since 1922. For 98 years, Pat LaFreda supplies over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Top chefs demand nothing but the best, and they count on Pat LaFreda meat purveyors to supply the finest cuts of meat and poultry. Their reputation in business are on the line. They really take this seriously. I'm not a meat guy. I don't know. My mother always goes, Joseph, you should have a good steak. And when Mom tells me that, I have a good steak. The best steak I have is a LaFreda steak. I'm telling you, before I check out what the restaurant is, and our boss, Mr. Crowley, said, Joe, let's go out. We'll have a meal. And I asked Mr. Crowley respectfully, I said, go to a restaurant that carries the LaFreda meat, because when I eat meat, I want it to be the best. And we go to that restaurant. It's backwards. You know what I'm saying? I go to, you could call a restaurant and say, do you have LaFreda meats? That's what you should do. Now, LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants, right? You can have the same cuts of beef, pork, and poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor, operating again since 1922. You'll get the meat will be cut that night, shipped out the next day, and it's not frozen. I'm telling you, this is the Rolls Royce of meats. It really is. And the LaFreda family is great. They care about you. And when we heard that they were going to deliver to your home, I'm so excited to tell you about it, because I like telling you about good things on the radio every morning. LaFreda.com is where you got to go. Try America's Best Meat. LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hi.
What's the matter with you?
Five
minutes. Seriously. What's
the matter? What?
Seriously.
What? I'm just five. Saying.
You're five.
Well, so I'm sitting, and so I got a call from America's Newsroom yesterday on Fox. This is how I know. By the way, you're quarantined. We're getting out of this. You heard Corey Lewandowski earlier saying, Joe,
anybody needs to get out of quarantine, it's Joe Piscopo. Clearly.
Me staring at the Jets. Where's the Jet, Otis?
Oh, I hear it. Oh, ruh-roh. Where is it, bro?
Me and my dog. So America's Newsroom called them looking here, and they said, Joe, would you come on for Skype with Sandra Smith? And I love Sandra Smith, and I love Ed Henry, certainly doing a great job 9 to noon on Fox News with America's Newsroom. So I said, yes, but I'm not getting a confirming email, so anything could happen, especially now. It's such a busy news day. But the good news is they called and said, are you available if we need you? And I said, yes, and that's a good sign that we're coming back, that we are coming back, and we will get there, so help me, goodness gracious. Is Joe with us, Al? Did we get Joe Lumberg? Joey, how are you? Hey, Joey, how are we doing weather-wise today? Spring is here finally. Yes, come on.
Yeah, we've got a couple of days of spring, and then almost right into summer on Friday. How about that?
Oh, Joe, we've been waiting for it for the longest time. This is great. Yes. I don't know why spring. I was trying to find the Jets flying overhead, and I couldn't find them. So I was looking at the sky and I'm looking at the trees. It's like spring is squeaking out this year for some reason. It's taken a while.
It's just slowly but surely.
You know what I mean?
Arms, if you will.
And finally,
we're not in any rush to do this. It's kind of like opening up the country, where it seemed to be in no rush to do
this. Yeah. It's a slow rollout. So we got spring coming out. How are we doing for the rest of the week there, Joe?
Sunshine today, about 62 tonight. Clouds increase in a high of 65. We jump to 82 Friday, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm.
Yes.
Saturday,
yes.
Dry. We're in the 70s and cooler Sunday with clouds and maybe a shower. It looks like it's kind of cool Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but then after that, the warmer air comes back for the rest of next week.
We love it. And our balance of nature allergy report, if you'd be so kind, Mr. Lumberg.
It is in the moderate to high category today and will be right into the weekend.
I love it. Thank you so much, Joe. Well done, as always. We appreciate it. Joe Lumberg right there. Hey, when we come back, Dr. Joel Zinberg, an MD and JD senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, he's got a lot of answers to your questions. You can call in at 877-970-2999, Pandemic 2020. Also, Michael Reagan, great guy. Michael is a great guy, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, son of President Ronald Reagan. We'll chat with Michael and Liz Burnish as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. And you know what? We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Store and restaurant owners around Yankee Stadium keeping a close watch on talks between Major League Baseball owners and players this week. The MLB says it may start games without fans in the stands, but local businesses say no fans means no revenue coming in. One tavern owner says about 60% of his earnings come from home games and he needs baseball to survive. Meantime, River Avenue behind the stadium, which is usually busy this time of year, is a ghost town. Twitter is telling some of its employees they don't ever have to go back into the office. The CEO sent out an email saying they could work from home permanently even after all stay-at-home orders end. The tech giant is expected to open its offices by September. Facebook and Google are also allowing remote work to continue the rest of the year. Oil prices off as U.S. crude inventories rise and investors worry about a second wave of coronavirus. International benchmark Brent crude down 29 cents a barrel to $29.69. West Texas Intermediate crude is down 13 cents to $25.55 a barrel. Crude oil stocks in the U.S. rose by 7.6 million barrels last week, 3.5 million more than analysts expected. Meanwhile, new coronavirus outbreaks have been reported in South Korea and in China, where the pandemic first began. And Americans who want their coronavirus stimulus checks directly deposited in their bank accounts have until noon Eastern time today to get their banking information to the IRS. People need to go to the IRS website, click the Get My Payment link, and add their missing information. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.